with AB and Ben for Mother Nature's Orlando Street Stocked Fresh Daily. Hit 105.5.
If you had to rate today's show out of 10, what would you give it?
It was such a good show, Ben, that I would post it on my Instagram so that other people would see it in a form of, if you will, Gatsbying.
Oh.
So others will see it. Ben introduced me to a new dating term, which I got absolutely, I was done. Victim of
it's,
yesterday.
We all get done the first time. You fall for it. You go, oh, you son of a. And then once you've learnt it, you can use those weapons against them.
And use the cool terminology to be trendy.
Yeah, it's a new dating term. Google it if you don't know it, or listen to the catch up as well. Some good fun to be had in there. Enjoy.
Get up with AB and Ben.
Something has happened. They've done a study, and I don't know who these people are, but they always love to do studies on various
things. I
want
to be one of those unimportant studies professors.
Yeah.
Like,
that'd be good fun,
wouldn't
it?
Let's do a study of how many times Ben does the finger guns in a day, or...
That would just... You need a few scientists on that bad boy, wouldn't you?
I need some representatives.
Get some interns on that. No, apparently they've done a study, and to increase the old bedroom lovemaking... Mm-hmm. It's been shown that David Attenborough nature documentaries significantly boost your chances of you and your partner getting down to business.
Oh, can confirm.
Oh, really?
David Attenborough.
I didn't need a study to tell me that.
Gets the engines going. That voice. Oh.
And here we see the male of the species turn to the female.
The wildebeest.
Tonight, dear, he asks. No, no. The lady has a headache. apparently it's something to do with just being free from all the materialization in like big built-up cities and getting used to nature. Apparently that makes people feel better about their bodies. So all the imperfections no longer matter, and just having a portal through into nature is enough to get their loins bubbling.
He is responsible for the evolution of so many people then.
Life.
And animals too, yeah. Because he films that.
I'm not entirely sure if everyone feels the same way, because when I'm getting in touch with nature and I'm walking around naked in the backyard, the neighbours do tend to scream a lot, which makes me feel bad about my body.
Get up with AB and Ben.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Well, there's tales of spies and corruption at Tesla.
Oh, don't.
You've been wondering why
you're stressed.
Bloody car's taking so long to get here, mate.
I was meant to get it now.
There's a fox in their hen house. Elon Musk. Sorry, you keep correcting me with this.
Do not get his name wrong.
His name's Elon.
He's the president of the world, in my opinion.
I'm sure. Anyway, he said that apparently there's an employee that's been sabotaging operations within the company. It was a disgruntled employee. God.
But that doesn't
kind.
Make any sense, because I thought that the whole thing was that Tesla and Elon Musk shared all the blueprints of the electric cars so that other people and other companies could make them and emulate them.
No, I don't know. I think he shared the battery or possibly the fast charging blueprints.
Yeah.
Because
it'll be like, here's the Big Mac recipe minus the special sauce kind of thing.
It's within his interest to have the fast charging take off, because it means that someone else can pay to install them in every service station in the world.
True that.
That's a pretty smart move by him, but I think he's keeping the car blueprints to himself. He's trying to anyway.
Can he? Because I have waited for so long for this car
already.
He's
keeping them to himself so badly that he's not even selling a car. That's how much he doesn't want people to know.
Oh, we've paid for it.
But apparently there's an employee who was passed over for a promotion who then felt, you know, that they were going to get back at them by sabotaging and leaking highly sensitive Tesla data to as yet unknown third parties. Ooh, very secret.
Jaguar, no doubt. Anyway, because they're making an electric car at the moment too.
As
Jaguar,
you know,
or Hyundai,
he
for
was,
sure.
He was quoted as saying, as you know, there are a long list of organisations that want Tesla to die. These include Wall Street short sellers, oil and gas companies, the wealthiest industry in the world.
Trump!
They don't love the idea of Tesla advancing to progress of solar power and electric cars.
Yeah, people give me a lot of cheek about my Tesla that I bought.
That you don't even own yet and you won't shut up about it. It's
I bought
amazing.
The cheap one, but you have to wait for it to come out, and that's the one that's being delayed by all these saboteurs and whatnot. MTV Video Awards were overnight.
Yeah.
Millie Bobby Brown, she's the girl who plays Eleven in Stranger Things, and she's 14
Great.
Years old. Incredible actress. She has been the subject of online bullying recently, and so much so that she had to actually delete all of her social media accounts.
What?
She's 14. By adults as well.
Keyboard warriors. These
adults
are so great.
Who bully her. I just can't even comprehend. So she accepted an award last night externally, and she made this little speech.
Finally, since I know there are many young people watching this, and even to the adults too, they could probably use the reminder that I was taught, if you don't have anything nice to say, just don't say it. There should be no space in this world for bullying, and I'm not going to tolerate it, and neither should any of you.
Well said.
Very well said.
She's 14.
And English, apparently. Didn't know that. But seriously, the fact that a 14-year-old has to say that to adults.
I know. But how bloody simple. We've known that for so long. We get taught it at such a young age and we forget it. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't
just
say anything
walk
at all.
Away.
Brilliant.
And it's a reflection of you if you don't have anything nice to say.
Exactly. Any more info? Head to hit.com.au.
Get up with AB and Ben.
Now, in this new 2018 dating world, there's so many terminology bits and pieces that we need to be across.
Yeah, and you just sit back chortling, laughing at all the suckers like me that have to wade through the sea of crap.
Hey, I went through it, mate. I went through it. All the ghosting.
Got to slay a few dragons to get to the princess, hey?
Something like that.
Yeah,
some of them. Fire breathers.
You know The Great Gatsby, the story written by Scott Fitzgerald, starring Daisy and Jay Gatsby.
Yeah.
Basically, he fell in love with her at a young age and then decided that he needed to show off and make his life all extravagant to get her attention.
He threw a party every night.
Yeah.
And hundreds of people would come every night, but there was only one guest he ever actually cared about attending.
Yeah.
So he threw these lavish parties in the hopes that she would see them. And that got turned into a new dating trend. So obviously there's like this ghosting, which is where you just disappear from someone.
Yep.
The other one is haunting, where you disappear from someone, but every so often you just turn up just to remind them and just get your fill. To fix your self-esteem, and then you piss off again.
There's orbiting as well.
Orbiting?
Where
Which
you
one's
go
orbiting?
Around and you're always a distance away, but you're still always there.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so they never actually have the ability to move on. Yeah. Good times, people.
I think my parents coined that one, to be honest.
Oh, wow. Right. Rough chuckles.
But Gatsbying, it's a new one where, like in the days of social media, where you upload yourself having fun and having a wild time, purely just so you can rub it in the face of one other person.
Yeah, so you share it with thousands for the purpose of one.
Thousands? God, we don't have all the followers you have.
Oh, I know, just 1,000, no big deal.
Hashtag influencer.
I fell for this one yesterday.
You did. You did.
Yeah, I broke up with a guy to move here, basically. And it's been not that long. Like, it's only been 3 months.
I thought you were going, it hasn't been worth it.
No, yeah. I really need to move back. No, it hasn't been long at all, so I haven't moved on, obviously, because it takes some time to get past that stuff.
Absolutely does.
Not the case for him, which I found out yesterday.
God.
I don't have him on social media and whatnot anymore, because I feel like that is the ultimate faux pas, is to have your ex on any kind of communication.
It needs to end really well for you to stay. Like, I ditch people off Facebook in a breakup, and then you can always add them back later once, you know, it's had time to heal.
Or never. In my case, I send them to the Island of Lost Men, and they all hang out there together and talk about how great I was and how many mistakes they made.
Okay.
How
densely populated is this island that you're talking about?
It's up to thousands. No. I actually got a text from my cousin, bless her. Normally she, I think, is a little bit more on the money than this, but she texted me while I was at work to let me know, because she was still friends with him on Instagram, that he had a new girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, cheers for that.
Yeah. Don't do that, people.
No.
No one ever needs to know. They can find out themselves if they really want to, but I hadn't wanted to, so.
How are you going to use this information in a positive way?
I don't know, but you. Well, when I told you this, you were like,
I want to say I didn't laugh that cruelly, but that's exactly
that's what
I
did. That's
in
what
hindsight,
you did.
That makes me feel very mean as a
because
person.
Because he did that intentionally so that it would be seen.
He absolutely did. I don't know what the post was, but if he tagged this other girl, even though you weren't friends with him, he knew that you had mutual friends and it would get back
and
to
that
you.
It would be, passed
that
on.
You'd do a cheeky stalk.
And I freaked out and you were like, sucker, another one bites the dust, another victim of the Gatsbying trend.
Okay, here's what we need. This weekend, we're going out. We need you. Like, in fact, we're inviting some people to the State of Origin party. If there are some hunky firemen that want to come along and pose for some photos.
For 1 second and then you can
just
leave.
Just for 1 second, drinks and nibbles provided.
Oh, see, you've got this set. I was about to go home and put some men's shoes on my dog and lie next to him, take photos.
Get up with AB and Ben.
each.
And State of Origin Game 2 is on Sunday. There are plenty of places where you can surround yourself with Blues supporters. Yeah. We're in New South Wales. For some reason, even though you guys are so close to the border, and you'd be forgiven if you decided to see the light and possibly go maroon.
There'd be a blend, I reckon. There'd be a lot of people who just, I don't know, maybe they're visiting.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, I've got to catch the game. Where can I go, though?
Yeah.
I can't be wearing all this maroon stuff.
You could always be like, oh, the public hospital was busy. I was actually born on the Gold Coast. Anyway, whatevs. You could fake it, but if you are actually a Queensland supporter through and through, we want to hear from you because we're having a maroon away from home party.
All thanks to the Tawmy Hotel. They're going to put on some drinks, nibbles. We've got some really great seats as well. And you'll be with like-minded people. Isaac, are you a Queensland supporter?
Oh, definitely. Queensland all the way.
Yes, legend.
What has made you move to New South Wales and cross enemy lines?
Family.
Yeah, family. They'll do that to you. And how do they feel about your Queensland allegiance?
Some don't like it, but some love it. Oh,
yeah, of course they don't like it, Isaac. It's because they lose.
Was it? did you watch game one with them, Isaac? Was it tough?
Yes, it was tough.
Yeah, look, Isaac.
It was tough seeing us lose.
We've seen us lose game one before. As you know, it doesn't mean anything. Hashtag eight straight, mate.
Okay, all right. Save some for Sunday. Isaac, you and a friend are coming along. We've got drinks, nibbles and everything provided. Best seats in the house at the Tawmy.
All right.
All right, indeed. It's for the Taormina Hotel. Check out the Palms Bistro and the TAB.
A quiz for Total Garden. They really dig their plants and gardens.
This is
Hit 105.5.
Oh, the money is creeping up, or it went off. Who knows? We're not going to tell you until you listen to it because it's kind of technically ahead of...
It's behind this, isn't it, in order?
Well, we get to it later, I think.
I feel like we're messing with the future right now.
It is. We're messing with the timeline. We're going to go back to the show tomorrow, and it'll be like Back to the Future.
I have a headache. Anyway, can you ask me a question
no,
for tomorrow?
No, my brain just exploded. no, okay, so Sophie Monk, obviously she was in Bardot.
Yes.
That was a little pop star group.
Mm-hmm.
Name one other member in Bardot.
Oh, my God. The chick that stole everything? What was her name? And she left the show and then later it was like, oh, she was stealing Sophie's stuff.
I don't even know her name.
Well, you name one other.
It was Carrie Underwood. No.
No way. She's from the US. She's a country music singer. Try again.
I should have Googled this. I'm asking you the question technically. You should have an answer.
Okay, Bardot.
Bardot is a clothing store. I'm Googling the answers
the
right
band.
Now. This is the height of professionalism.
I'll get it to you faster than you do. Come on. Bardot. Group.
Google off. Look at this. Look at us go.
Members. Tiffany Wood. Katie
Tiffany
Underwood.
That's right. Katie Underwood. That's what
Belinda Chappell. Chantel Barry. She's the one that racked everything, wasn't she?
I don't know. I'm not going to confirm or deny that because if she didn't, she's probably going to come after you.
I'm looking around.
Name one of them tomorrow.
Get up with AB and Ben.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Today is the day, everyone. At Woolies, you can no longer get plastic bags.
This is pretty good. They introduced this in a few other states and territories around Australia.
Yeah, and July 1 is when Coles will be following suit.
That is a very good move.
Yeah, a massively good move. I saw a post on a Buy Swap Sell page the other day about how people are annoyed because they have to pay money now for the bags. Just pack your bags, dead set. Turtles will stop dying. They'll stop dolphins will stop swallowing your plastic bags and choking to death because that's what's happening at the moment.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
I mean, you've already got a bag full of bags somewhere in your drawer.
Yeah, I've got too many.
Accumulate. I know. I opened that drawer because we live together. I opened that drawer the other day and it just shot out. Like those surprise snakes.
You save them for rubbish, which is fine, but yeah, it's redundant.
Just chuck them in the boot.
Yep. And we've got really good recycling systems here in Coffs. Like, honestly, after living in other places, it's incredible here.
Yeah.
It might seem like it's a bit finicky, but my God, there's nothing that goes to waste. It's
and
good.
We're only going to get better.
Yep.
With this coming into effect. So very good stuff. Now, Apple has been fined $9 million. In the Australian Federal Court.
Ooh.
Yes. And it wasn't for making everyone download U2's latest album.
That should be in court, that, I feel.
It's another matter entirely.
That was a rubbish album.
No, it's for making false or misleading representations to consumers regarding their rights under the Australian Consumer Law. So they were saying, if you get your phone fixed by a third party, you're in big trouble and you can no longer claim a warranty on that phone. And this was after, in 2016, over 270 people had been hit with an error code after they updated their phone to the latest.
Because they'd used an external.
Latest software. I think it's because they got it fixed
elsewhere.
Through a third party.
Like, yeah, well, you can't do that with a car. You can't say that you lose warranty if your car gets fixed elsewhere. So why should you be able to with your phone?
Exactly. So it's good to see that we've got a bit of protection there.
Yeah.
Especially when the firmware comes along and it changes your experience of the entire phone.
Oh, yeah.
And it can be very unpredictable.
I had one of those ones that they purposely slowed down.
Oh! I was telling people about that while wearing my tinfoil hat for ages and no one believed me.
And you love your Samsungs that you smash all the time anyway.
I do treat them mean to keep them keen.
For all your Trending Now stories, though, jump online, hit.com.au.
Get up with AB and Ben.
This is every parent's absolute worst nightmare of a story. A kid in Kansas was attending a wedding reception with his parents when he accidentally knocked over a huge one-of-a-kind mosaic artwork.
Oh.
Yep. He's 5 and he knocked over the artwork displayed in the community centre.
What's wrong with a chocolate fountain? Why do you have to have such expensive artwork?
That bad boy valued at $132,000.
Ooh.
His parents have been sent the bill.
Yeah, fair. What was it doing there in the first place, though?
Oh, there's a picture of it, and you can see the kid standing near it, and it's just like, oh, please, no. I mean, I feel so much for the artist that obviously created the artwork, but it's just such an unfortunate situation.
Well, I mean, who says it's worth $132,000 anyway? Like, does somebody pay for that?
Artist in the eye of the beholder.
Well, exactly. Yeah, like, materials.
Or in the cost of the wallet.
Raw materials. How much did it cost, do you reckon?
I don't know, because they could be a big dog bloody artist who has the ability. Like, if I do a painting for someone, it's worth, I don't know, $4 an hour of my time and the canvas cost. But if you're notable, then yeah, it's worth more.
Yeah, fair enough.
And if it's very difficult, I don't know.
I guess once you've broken it,
part of it's made out of glass. So that means that someone had to actually do the glass blowing.
Which is tricky stuff.
Yeah, not easy.
Very tricky stuff.
Do you think, though, that kids, like, parents should have to pay when kids break things? Or is there a certain element of wear and tear that you get with insurance? And
as someone who doesn't have kids, wholeheartedly, yes. When I do have kids, that tune will change.
It'll
big
change.
Time. Because I get it. You go to the shopping centre and you see a parent try and wrangle a child who is just so full of beans, and they're inquisitive and they're reckless, and they're still, they don't know that when they bump into something, it's going to affect it. They don't quite have a grasp of how their actions affect the world.
And they're bored because they're shopping. It's
exactly.
Some parents, though, are bad at holding on to them. I remember there was that picture last year from Sephora, the cosmetics shop.
Yeah.
And this kid had just smashed every single thing. And he, like, obviously the parent wasn't with him at all.
That's the opposite side of the coin, is you've got parents who try and they still can't keep it in line.
Yeah.
But then you've got parents who aren't paying attention and don't seem to care and just think, oh, we're in a shopping centre. All of their work safety policies will apply. My kid's harmless. Run free, young child.
Exactly. Let's just bail, have them deal with the consequences. I want to know, do people think if your kid breaks something in the shop, do you have to pay for it?
Have you broken it and therefore bought it? Have you gotten away scot-free? Have you smashed something to pieces?
My parents had a shop, and I remember a kid knocked over a candle, and mum and dad just gave the candle to the mum and dad.
Oh, really?
Like, the top of it broke, and they just took the top off and just said, yeah, keep it. But you can't have that happening all the time.
Really? I'm going to invite some kids down to a local car dealership, run amok.
That Range Rover's broken. Can I have it? 13, 12, 16. Should parents have to foot the bill for the stuff their kids break?
Get up with AB and Ben.
A kid at a wedding reception has smashed it was worth over $100,000.
$130,000. US, two guys. US.
Ouch.
Let that one sink in. I'll do a conversion for you.
Is there economy in the toilet yet or what?
No.
Oh, okay, so it's still
substantially
real
higher than ours somehow.
Fair enough. Well, it's an expensive price tag, and I guess it is a reminder that parents do have to look after their kids.
But also shops need to be, you know,
to meet halfway on this.
Careful.
Exactly. On 13, 12, 16, Darren, what are your thoughts? Should parents have to pay for the damage their kids do in stores?
Well, I actually haven't sent any pictures or anything, but I think that if it's not cordoned off, if there's nothing around it saying please do not touch, or they haven't taken any reasonable steps to keep kids away from it, then it's their responsibility.
That's a good point.
Pretty true.
That's a good point. I've been in a few stores before where the cutlery and all the crockery is I don't know, it's like they've done some kind of balancing act with it, and any slight breeze is going to knock it over, and it's like, you bring a kid in there, they're going to be flailing their arms around. It's a matter of time.
You bring me in with a wayward handbag, I would also knock it down.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you ever accidentally destroyed anything in a store, though?
Well, nothing really, you know, like at the shopping centre, if you drop a bottle of pasta sauce or something, it's usually they clean it up, they take responsibility for it.
Mm, yeah. They have insurance for that stuff too.
Well, that's right.
I would also go as far to say as, do you think shops where parents are attracted to, you know, like the homewares and whatever, they should have little kids sections so that they can leave the kids there while they do their shopping?
Well, I don't know. I believe that parents should be responsible for their kids' safety and well-being. So it's really up to the individual parent to make sure their kids are being behaved. But kids, yeah, it's a hard one, I guess.
Accidents will happen regardless, so, yeah.
Wilson. Well, kids will be kids at the end of the day.
That's and some adults will be kids like me. So.
Well, that's true.
you're not wrong.
Thanks for the call, Darren.
Thank you.
Get up with AB and Ben. Hit. A quiz for Total Garden. They really dig their plants and gardens.
This is
Hit 105.5.
Nothing like winning $240.
It'll make you forget that it's a Wednesday because you can go to the pub.
Twice this week, I've woken up thinking I was a day ahead.
Yeah, and I woke up at midnight last night and started getting ready for work.
Midnight?
I don't know why.
Insane.
I dreamed that my alarm went off. More like a nightmare, but yeah, it happened.
It's ridiculous. Well, anything you can do to get through Wednesday, if it's winning $240 in the pop quiz, then so be it. Give us a call on 13 12 16. Belinda, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Not too bad. We never get you on the quiz.
I know.
You're feeling smart
I had
today.
To listen to the catch-up yesterday.
Oh.
You listened to the catch-up?
The first
one.
All right.
Because I slept in.
Yeah. I thought you just wanted to relive it again. That's fine.
You're allowed to have one day off of us.
For anyone who doesn't know, there's a pop quiz question hiding in the catch-up from day to day.
Yeah.
So if you listen to the previous day, you get the answer to the first question of today's quiz. Pretty straightforward. So you must be ready to go.
I am.
Feeling confident. You got question one under your shoulder. Under your shoulder? What am I doing?
Wherever you're storing
it. I need a coffee.
You're going to find it. All right. 60 seconds is on the clock. Is everyone ready? Normally I don't check with you, but are you okay, AB? Are you ready?
I'm not good today. Okay, moving on. Anyway, your time starts now. Name an airline beginning with E.
Emirates.
In the Marvel movies, Doctor Strange is played by which actor?
Pass.
Who has hosted the reality TV show Love Island?
Pass, I know his name. I can't think of it.
What Aussie movie is about a legal battle to save the Kerrigan family home?
Dallas.
What is the international radio code word for the letter Y?
Yankee.
What symbol represents the star sign Libra?
Scales.
Who is the second man to walk on the moon?
Buzz Aldrin.
What name is more commonly given to an aubergine?
Eggplant.
Bill Gates founded which company?
Oh, Lord.
Computers.
Yeah, IBM.
In which country would you find Big Ben?
England.
That is correct. Nice, you sped through those last ones. There were a few that you did miss, unfortunately. We had in the Marvel movies, Doctor Strange is played by Benedict Cumberbatch. The most ridiculous name of anybody
ever.
Isn't it? I just can't. His parents
are a hard one.
Mean.
I couldn't remember the N... Cumber, whatever it was
Cumberbund.
You just said. I couldn't even get that.
Just next time, just go, and I would have been like, oh, Benedict Cumberbatch? Okay, yeah, cool. And Sophie Monk is the host of Love Island, the Kerrigan family home legal battle movie, The Castle. And Bill Gates founded Microsoft.
Microsoft, of
course. We forget about that one because Microsoft isn't really... You know,
what? No, because he's known for so many other things these days.
What's your running on right now?
Yeah, but I don't care. I'm a Mac user.
Oh, my God. Belle, thank you so much for playing. Great work.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers, doll.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
We are playing for $250 in tomorrow's pop quiz. All thanks to Total Gardens and Landscape Suppliers. They really dig their plants and gardens.
Get up with AB and Ben.
Coffs Coast, 105.5. Get up with AB and Ben. Thanks to Mother Nature's. They're on Orlando Street. Cauliflowers, $1.99 each. There's a lot of healthy food in there, and it is all good for you.
Get in it.
You're probably not going to find this latest concoction from a Scottish man who's now living in Melbourne. Okay? He's created something called the Donug. Okay? Now, you might be looking at your ordinary chicken nugget and thinking, God, you're boring. I eat like 20 of you at a time. I'm sick of it. And you might be looking at a donut next to it going, who are you? You haven't been reinvented in 50 years. And then...
We know that's not true.
And then...
Cronuts. But anyway, keep going.
And then they combine to make a donug.
So it's like a sweet chicken nugget.
No, it's not a sweet chicken nugget at all. In fact, it's a savoury donut. What they've done is they've created a donut that is filled with chicken. It is crumbed. And that is served with your choice of three sauces, Dijon, sweet chili, or mozzarella.
So after all that, they don't even have sweet and sour.
Sweet and sour?
What is even the point?
Sweet and sour on it? No.
Yes, sweet and sour sauce with chicken nuggets is life. I'm sure when
you create your own donug, you can put whatever sauce you want on it.
But I'm very critical of this invention.
This delicious creation has apparently appeared on Shark Tank.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not entirely sure.
How did it go? Did it get funded?
Everyone who came in contact with the donut died of heart disease 5 minutes later. I think that's what happened. But it looks absolutely spectacular. The guy's touring around Victoria right now. And I guess he's got a little food van going on, so he's just visiting rural areas. Can we bring him to Coffs, please?
Yeah, I'd like to do a taste test. I'll let the sweet and sour thing slide for a free donug.
Yeah.
And then I'll put my suggestions to him.
But it's absolutely delicious. I want to combine more foods together. Amazing work. Very inspiring stuff.
Get up with AB and Ben.